Chapter 4. Sullen had rooted around some dark corners in his time, for sure. But over the last day and night, he'd explored the deepest fathoms a mind could reach, while still hoping to someday make it back up to the light. And all that without leaving Grandfather, standing vigil and keeping his eyes pointed at the edge of the plateau, just daring a familiar face to come strutting up from the camp. After his fruitless search for Uncle Craven, he'd cleared out his and Grandfather's tent, so he'd had some tough jerky to gnaw and syrupy mead to sip over the cold grey afternoon and the brutal black night that followed. But the hunger that constricted his bowel, the thirst that rasped in his craw, these weren't needs that could ever be filled by the food and drink of mortals. What he needed was the provender of devils. But then he saw Ji Hyun come haunting through the gnarled pines like the worthiest ancestor a horned wolf ever invented to flatter his vanity. A herald of Old Black come to fetch Grandfather to her mead hall, and Sullen just totally lost his shit, crying into her tangled hair like a newborn whelp questing for its mama's dugs. Soon as he thought about it that way, though, he got himself back together. Like Grandfather always said, Sullen's imagination had a peculiar cast to it. Like Grandfather had always said, that was, before he ate a weak bow arrow fired off by a nervous boy. In a song, the old wolf would have caught it in his teeth, spat it back at the runt, but it went like that for a long while, with Sullen unable to stop his mind from thrashing from one random thought to the next. Through it all, Ji Hyun didn't push him away or tell him to buck up, the way his mother used to when she'd catch him in one of his many unhappy childhood moods. And that ickiness right there of comparing the girl he was achingly keen on to his mother, if only for a grief-addled instant, was what properly brought Sullen back to some semblance of his senses. The kid with 10,000 tears needed to get his shit together, but quick.
"Hey,"
he said, self-consciously breaking off her embrace, and because thinking it all was hard and thinking inimmaculate was even harder, he just shrugged and shook his head.
"I know,"
she said, and looking down at her red cheeks and runny nose and bloodshot eyes, he figured she probably did.